Now we have a conversation with the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. He is in his eighth season with the Trailblazers, led Portland to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in nearly 20 years. Only current NBA coach to win Coach of the Month at least once in each of the last six seasons. Portland is going to resume play against Memphis on July 31st. We are talking to Terry Stotts. Once again, Terry, it's great to have you back. It's been a minute or so since we've spoken, Terry. So how are you and how is life for you right in the middle of the bubble?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Life in the bubble is, it's interesting. It's unique. I think everybody's kind of settled into a routine. Once we got out of quarantine and started practicing and kind of got the lay of the land of our hotel, today, as a matter of fact, is the first day that we are allowed to go to the other hotels. There are three hotels here in the NBA bubble, and so today is the first day that we are actually able to go to the other hotels. I don't think I'll be doing that, but it's been a remarkable experience. It's the NBA did an outstanding job of thinking of everything. I think everybody feels very safe with the testing, with the safeguards and the precautions. From a basketball standpoint, we have gym, we've got weight room. So it's a unique basketball experience, but it's even more so a unique life experience.
Blazers head coach Terry Stotts is joining us because you did such a good job of laying that out. I want to jump right into this. Like, one of the big questions coming into this would be, what was the layoff going to do to the players? Because it's not like a regular offseason where guys can keep working out and playing all summer long. In this case, it was going to be tougher to have access to gyms and facilities for months on end. So what were your initial impressions when you first saw your guys again?
Well, we had the luxury of, they opened up our practice facility, I believe, the first week of May. And we had almost all of our players were in Portland, and they were, with not a lot to do during the lockdown and shutdown of businesses and everything. Our players were pretty diligent about coming in and getting individual work on the court and working in the weight room and taking care of themselves. So I was able to stay in touch. Our coaching staff was able to stay in touch with them throughout those 2 months before we came down to Florida. The only thing that we were missing was the ability to have full-on practices and contact, but which was a concern coming into it. But again, I thought it was a good job by the NBA to allow us these 3 weeks of to ramp things up from a health standpoint, from a basketball conditioning standpoint. But personally, and for our team, our guys did a great job of staying in shape, and so the transition individual workouts to team practices was pretty seamless.
Terry Stotts joining us. And the one guy, Terry, who came back in amazing shape was Carmelo Anthony. I mean, he was almost unrecognizable. He said that once you told him that he was going to play the three, he challenged himself to drop some weight. How different does he look to you? And what's it say about him putting in that kind of work during his hiatus to get to that place?
Well, I'll answer the two questions. One, as far as him, I've said on a few occasions, the discipline that he showed to be out of the NBA for a year, and the discipline that he showed to stay in shape, not knowing if he was going to get an opportunity to play again, it was, I think it's a credit to him that he came in and within a week was playing 30-some minutes, NBA hard minutes, after being out of the game for a year. So the fact that he dedicated himself to that during the hiatus, he said he hasn't lost that much, but when you see pictures of him, it's obviously his body has changed. But again, he's a pro's pro, and he showed that during the year he's out of the game. He showed it during the hiatus. And as far as me noticing it, it's funny, when I thought when he was coming into the facility every day, I couldn't say that he was losing weight, but I just noticed he looked good, But when we got into the bubble and some of those pictures showed up on social media of him wearing a jersey, it was very noticeable that his body had changed.
I thought it was jaw-dropping. I thought the guy looked amazing. Now, he brings so much to it in terms of leadership and experience, but it's not like you were short on those things before. You've got guys like Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum. So how valuable is all that going to be when you have this really unusual situation and you've got the pressure of needing to win right out of the gate? How much does it help to have that kind of leadership?
Well, it helps immensely. You know, his leadership throughout the year, he has the immediate respect of all his teammates, and most of whom, you know, were in junior high and high school when growing up watching him play and idolizing him. So, you know, the one thing that I come back to is the time that Melo spent with the Olympic team and what he meant to the Olympics, for the Olympic basketball team, the U.S. national team, and how he was such a part of that. And in some ways, this is similar. You know, we're very unified as a team. We're in the same position. And, you know, I think him understanding what's at stake and do or die, I shouldn't say do or die in the middle of a pandemic, but it's how important each game is going to be. And I think, as you mentioned, between him and Dame and CJ, the leadership and the responsibility that they all take is pretty good.
All right, so Dame made a point with a great story that you just made. He turned 30 on Wednesday. CJ McCollum and others organized a party for him. One of Lillard's messages to everybody at the party was, quote, "My only ask as a birthday gift is let's not waste our bleeping time out here," end quote. It's a great attitude and a great take. How would you describe the mindset of your team right now?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to say CJ did a great job organizing that, not just for the team, but everybody in our traveling party was there. So 35, 36 people were there. And, you know, to me, it's typical Dame. You know, he's very focused, very single-minded in his profession. And we've had great success in the second half of the season, primarily because of him and his mindset. And we've come, like I said, the last two or three months of the season, the last few seasons, and really ramped it up. And that's his mindset, and that's our team's mindset. I think we all felt we were going to be in that position again this year before the season was postponed. But now with only 8 games to prove ourselves, it doesn't surprise me that he would take that approach, and that rubs off on everybody.
So, Terry, before you go, what about your approach? So you've got 8 games, you're 3.5 back of Memphis for the 8th spot in the West. How do you approach the seeding games when they begin? For instance, do you treat them like playoff games in terms of rotation and substitution patterns?
Yeah, for sure. We don't have the luxury of, you know, there are a lot of teams down here, you know, 13, 14 teams that know that they're going to be in the playoffs. Home court doesn't matter anymore. So I think it's going to be those 13 teams are going to approach it differently than we are. And we are going to approach each game as a playoff game. The rotation will be a little tighter. We have one back-to-back, so it is like a playoff scenario for us just to get into the playoffs. We have to play well. We start off with Memphis, who we're chasing. Both teams know how important that game is. So we don't have any time to waste.
All right, so finally, what do you think it's going to be like to play in an arena without any fans? What are your expectations?
It's going to be interesting. I'm anxious to see how these scrimmage games, we have 3 scrimmage games coming up, and how they are going to be game operations. I know some people have taken some tours of what's going to happen. I think you're going to see 2 different scenarios. What we are experiencing in the gym and what the fans are going to experience watching on television. I'm anxious to see both of them. I do think that I don't know if they're piping in noise or crowd noise or anything like that, but I really think it's going to put a premium on each team creating their own motivation and understanding that even though it feels different, the importance of the games don't change.
He is the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. He is 8 seasons in right now. Portland and Memphis on July 31st. It will be great to see some NBA action. Always appreciate it. Terry, thanks so much for coming back on. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Jim. Be safe.
Be safe, Terry. Great talking to you. Terry Stotts.